This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the host of Financial Armor Show, and I'm the president and CEO of Cooper Financial Investments, LLC. I'd like to welcome also my co-host today, Tony Shore. Welcome, Tony. How are you doing today?
Well, now that I'm on the Financial Armor Show with you, Brad, I'm doing great. How could Wonderful. I not be great hanging out with you each and every week here on the show? Seriously, it's fun. It might sound like, oh, he's hyping it, but it really is a highlight. You and I have such fun talking off air. We've gotten to be good friends, and I love hanging out with you each week. I really do enjoy it. And I also enjoy learning something from you during the show, right? You know, it's not all about sports and our personal lives, which we talk about off air, but there's a lot going on in the financial world right now too, isn't there?
There is, Tony. Just every day, turn the TV on, the radio on, and something new. Sometimes good news, mostly in today's world, not so good news.
Right. Yeah, the news lately has really, I have to turn it off because lately it's been bad. My wife and I have been watching news lately, and we're like, wow, you know what I mean? You don't want to stick your head in the sand, but the shooting in Maine. And then Matthew Perry, who I really enjoyed, I read his book. Yeah, he went through a real tough life, and then he'd turn the corner and just, you know, so there's always things like that. But you have to focus on making the world a better place and what you can do to improve your personal situation and those around you. And I think that's important as well. And one way you can do that is by being a good steward and fiscally responsible. Right. And I know that's something you help your clients out with, isn't it?
Yes. And it's so enjoyable. I just was reminded of an appointment I just had a couple of days ago, Tony. This couple, not only are they great clients, they're even better friends. And they're both approaching 80 years of age. They're just full of life. And they've done a decent job as far as retirement. Of course, they don't have millions and millions of dollars, but I've never seen so much happiness. And as we were talking and visiting, I realized, you know, they embrace exactly what I embrace and what I'm advising now more so than ever. Life is short, Tony, and we don't know how many more days, years we have to live. So, of course, we always talk about being a good steward of your money. But after that, live. Enjoy the fruit of your labor and blessings, and live every day and do what you want to, because life is short and there's no guarantees that you, or if you're married, your spouse will have the health or be alive when you retire. So take every day and enjoy it.
Yeah, you need to do that. And that's a big part of it. It's not like you just want to save and save and save and never spend. You have to enjoy it. You can't take it with you. You could leave it to your family, but you want to make sure that you have a plan in place so you don't worry about running out of money and you can live a happy, fruitful life. As long as we are on this earth, that's what we all want. And we want to make sure we have the best plans in place for our family and loved ones as well. So that's really good. And I know, Brad, one way to do that, I know you told me you want to talk about year-end strategies and is focus in on year-end tax strategies and steps our listeners can take today, right?
Absolutely, Tony. We're going to go through several important strategy steps that you want to pay attention to that we're going to be addressing. But before I get into that list, I was just thinking back to my appointment a couple of days ago. Another very important thing to look at, in addition to what we're going to be discussing today, is risk. We came out of 2022, very volatile markets, and a lot of people that I met in the past year who were not clients before, they lost 20, 25, even 30% of their life savings. It's one thing to lose that much when you're 35 years old, but when you're 75, there may be a chance you'll never recoup that. So in addition to tax savings and tax tips we're going to talk about as we approach year end, I would encourage you to look at your portfolio and look at the risk tolerance you're taking. And here's one thing I discovered many years ago, Tony, is your definition of risk may not be the same as your investment firm's definition of risk. So that's a conversation you need to have. Get a second opinion, get a third opinion, because there are so many strategies, which we're going to talk about in future shows, that offer protection, guarantees, excellent returns historically. But a lot of our industry is not talking about those strategies. So I wanted to address that, because no good to save, you know, all this money in taxes if you lose half of your portfolio.
Right. Yeah. Good point. And that's a good place to start. I think you make a great point there. So where do you want to begin with tax strategies for our listeners out there?
Well, I just came across, Tony, an article from Kiplinger, 5 tax moves retirees should consider before December 31st. So I'm going to talk about that article and some of the points that they made here recently. Number one, realize capital gains. Note, as you're looking at maybe liquidating stocks that have capital gains, there's different capital gains tax brackets. So definitely consult with your CPA. And if you're not consulting with your CPA the last quarter of the year, that's the most important meeting that you can have ever with your accountant or your CPA, is to identify maybe any realized gains that you can take or losses as well that can change your tax bracket. And you have to do that before December 31st if you're going to make any sales.
There you go. And that's why these are all things you need to do before the end of the year, even though they relate to taxes. Of course, everything financial relates to taxes. All our savings, all our strategies, there's always some type of tax issue or a tax benefit or strategy that applies. So in this case, you want to make sure that you're looking at your investments with a financial professional and a tax professional, and you have those two on your financial team. And I know that's what you do for your clients there. You're a financial advisor, a fiduciary, and you work with tax professionals to make sure, but you've got to look at these things and make adjustments before the end of the year, not wait. You can't do anything between January 1st and April 15th. That's too late. Right. So there are a lot of this that we're talking about today needs to be done before the end of the year is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And you know how many times I've heard clients or people that I met with said, Brad, we just met with our CPA and it may be March or, you know, beginning of April of the following year. And they said to the clients or people, wow, if we would have done this before December 31st of last year, this would have saved you X amount of dollars. So yeah. I would encourage you to be proactive. And if you're not getting that advice and not getting that education from your tax planner, consider moving and finding one that will.
Yeah, that, good point. Good point. So what's next on the list?
Well, another area that, of course, if you're now the age of 73 or older, we talk a lot about required minimum distributions, RMDs. So yeah. If you're required to take that RMD, I would encourage you to start the process now if you haven't taken it for 2023 yet, because a lot of investment firms get backed up and the processing times take a little bit longer. So definitely start the process and make sure you fulfill your required minimum distribution requirement. If not, the IRS can impose a penalty if you forget.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know the RMD age is somewhere, it used to be 70 and a half. And now for people who hadn't yet turned 70 and a half, they bumped it to 73. I know if you're born 1960 or later, you're not going to have to take RMDs until you're 75. But regardless, we're living longer and longer. I know a lot of people who are 73 who are still going strong, and you want to make sure you don't miss that, right? There's a penalty.
That's right. And that penalty used to be up to 50%. They have lowered that because of the SECURE Act if you do fail to take an RMD. And there's different ways you can take RMDs. You can, you know, take them from one IRA account. And if you have multiple IRAs, as long as the IRS gets the total amount that's required between all IRAs, it doesn't matter which account you take it from. Now, let me add to that, Tony, a lot of people still have 401ks into retirement.
Yeah.
You do have to take your RMD directly from your 401k. You can't take it from your IRA to meet your 401k required minimum distribution.
So if you're 73 and you still have a 401k sitting out there, you're going to have to take an RMD from that as well as any, as well as from your IRAs.
That's right. So be very careful. Make sure you have that discussion with your financial advisor, with your CPA, and making sure that you're taking the proper steps and taking those at the right time to avoid any penalties.
Right. Right. And so I know, and I think next on your list here is one that I'm excited to talk about, because that is a big one. Make sure that if you have employer accounts, that you're contributing money before the end of the year to get that tax break, right?
That's right. If you're still working and you have the opportunity, especially to put money in by year end, do so. Whether it's a pre-tax or even a post-tax account as well. What we're encouraging with the majority of our clients now, Tony, is if your employer offers a 401k Roth, make that move and contribute there. But if not, if you're a high income earner and you're advised by your financial planner or your CPA to max out your 401k, definitely do that, because that could save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. So max out those retirement accounts to get further tax benefits before the end. Do that before the end of the year. So that helps with this year's taxes that are due by April. But you usually need to do that by December 31st. Some I know let you extend it a little bit into the next year, but it's really good to take care of all of this before the end of the year. Right.
Absolutely. Just like we were talking before the show, Tony, when you're making seven figures, like most radio people do in the business, right? It's very important to max out your 401k.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true. It's always good. And when you're my age, you can put in catch-up contributions as well. You can contribute even more, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Being a little bit sarcastic there, we're just talking about radio host and people in communication.
All that most money I've got. Yeah. Yeah.
Most are overworked and underpaid in my experience.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Radio doesn't pay a lot. People would be surprised at, even on their top radio stations, what the afternoon drive got. Only the top morning show people are usually making money. I mean, but it's a job everybody wants, and it's a job people love. I mean, how many people out there like me doing this? I love my job. I love talking with people. And I'm not gonna name names about my favorite people to talk to, Brad Cooper, but they're out there. They're out there.
Well, this isn't work, is it?
Not for me. I'll tell you that.
And me neither. It's just, it's so great in my passion to just be an education advocate, what we're doing every week, Tony, on the show. Another area which is on the list, which we're having this conversation with everyone. If you're over the age of 70 and a half and you have IRA money, you have pre-tax money, if you give to any type of charity, church, nonprofit, if you give through your IRA directly to the charity, directly to the church and then nonprofit, that can be a tax-free distribution that you don't have to pay taxes on. Term that the IRS uses is QCC, Qualified Charitable Contribution, or a Qualified Charitable Distribution, QCD. Yeah. So make sure you're aware of that, because I just talked to a new person a couple weeks ago, Tony, and we met for the first time, and they were talking about all the IRA money they had. And we got into the conversation of giving, and they said, we have been very blessed. We love to give back. They were giving back about $60,000 a year as far as to church and to nonprofits.
Sure.
And I believe he was 78 and his wife was 77. So I asked the next question. I said, of course, you're doing qualified charitable distributions, correct? He looked at me with a blank face.
Oh,
he said,
no.
What do you mean? I said,
well, they're using taxed money.
Yes. I said, how are you paying for these charities? He said, I'm writing a check out of my checking account.
Oh, no, no.
So we went back and I just did some quick numbers. 60,000 times seven, over 40, $420,000 they have given since 70 and a half. Tax savings on that would have been easily close to $100,000 they would have saved.
Yeah. And people, like you say, a lot of people give 10, 20% a year to their churches, right? And so they tithe. And if you're over 70 and a half and have to take charitable or you have to take RMDs, required minimum distributions, you can make a charitable contribution and have it go directly from your account to the church and never pay tax on that money, right?
Absolutely. And Tony, and that's something I'm finding that the majority of the people I meet, and I'm talking any person that has, whether it's 100,000 to their name or 10 million to their name, the majority are not aware that they can do that.
Yeah.
So
qualified charitable distributions, QCDs, are huge. And boy, somebody who's especially giving that much, and that's great. I think it's great when, you know, to those who are much is given, much is expected, you know, know, giving is better than receiving. So if you're blessed and you want to give to nonprofits, charities, or a church, you can do that. And you don't want to pay taxed money for that. You want to pull that from your not your taxable accounts, like a traditional IRA or a 401k, and make a charitable distribution.
Absolutely. And
then you'll never have to pay tax on that money.
That's correct. And and that's very simple to do if you work with a financial firm that knows how to set that up, and it's structured where there's a nice paper trail and perfectly, you know, legal through the IRS laws and guidelines, which that's something that's not being taken advantage enough, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would agree. Now let's take a moment to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they want to find out what their tax situation is and know what their big picture financially is. You always need to work with a tax professional, and I know you can look over their big picture and say, okay, yeah, you need tax advice in this area, and I would recommend doing this. You can talk to them about charitable distributions. All our listeners need to do to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation, sit down, ask you a few questions, financialarmorshow.com. They can go to the website, financialarmorshow.com. That takes you to our show page. And from there, they can fill out the contact form and set up a consultation, or the link there to your main page. Now, they can also just pick up the phone and call your office. That's 520-543-8345. And I'll give that number again, 520-543-8345. Brad and your team there will be happy to help our listeners out. Just call Cooper Financial. Again, the number is 520-543-8345. Now let's jump back in. I know you have a few more things to talk to us about today regarding tax implications, things we can do before the end of the year.
Yeah, one of the discussions, Tony, we're having with a lot of our clients and also new people we're meeting with, which we've talked about this in previous shows, but this may be a good opportunity to look at Roth conversions. Why is that? For many reasons. Taxes are at an all-time low, federal income tax brackets, right. But also since the market last year and this year has been a bumpy road, has been down, if your portfolio is down or flat, it may be a good opportunity to look at converting now before the market does take off. And then when the market does take off, you're going to be looking at your earnings growing tax-free and also future tax-free income if you need it. And that's right. Through the method of really just taking IRA money and converting that to Roth IRAs. And that's something that we have that discussion with everyone. And just to add to that, and what you just talked about, what we do, Tony, when we take a look at someone's complete financial picture, it's just not Brad Cooper. It's our entire team of CPAs, attorneys, certified financial planners. We all get together and look and put together a plan and find the areas maybe which we can improve your financial situation with.
Wow. Well, I know you do a great job there with that, Brad, and you love talking to people. I know you'd love you and your team to hear from our listeners out there. So I'm hoping they do that. Now, we're talking about things to do with your money before 2024 or by December 31st, between now and then, in order to put yourself in a better tax situation and just overall a better situation financially. What else should our listeners out there be thinking about doing?
You know, another reason to get with your CPA before year end is, especially if you're still working, if you're a business owner, there is so many maybe things you can do between now and December 31st. A good example, I just met with a couple doctors who are business owners. And as we're approaching year end, they made a purchase. One did, and the other is getting ready to make a purchase of a very expensive, larger vehicle, over 6,500 pounds, I think it is. Which, why is that important? If you dig into the IRS guidelines and consult with your CPA, there's that availability to deduct maybe 100% of the vehicle's cost when you purchase the vehicle in some cases, if not at least a partial deduction, whether it's that or maybe you're needing to buy some equipment for the business, whether it's, you know, computers or other equipment. This may be the time to do that. It may not, but you never know unless you sit down and talk to your CPA. And that all has to be done by year end, of course.
Wow. Okay. Okay. But the vehicles, wait, I'm thinking my dad just bought a really big truck to use out on his farm. You know, he has a farm.
Right.
I'm wondering if that might be a possibility for him.
It may be, you know.
But there are weight things. It has to be a certain weight, you think?
Certain weight on a vehicle under the business name, used for business. Of course, your CPA could use that. But a farming operation, very typical. A lot of farmers are able to do that to be able to afford the expensive equipment out there.
But everybody's situation is different, and you have to look at the specifics of each situation, I know. But I'm going to tell him to go talk to his CPA, make sure he takes advantage of any of this that we've been talking about today, especially the purchase of any equipment for the farm, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is a Motley Fool article, five smart things to do with your money before 2024. Number one, look at where your money is going. I love this time of year, Tony, because as a business owner of 30 plus years, I'm looking at the cash flow. And of course, I remember the days when money wasn't there. Building a business, you know, blood, sweat, hard work. And but as you have a successful business and the money's coming in, sometimes it's easier to spend money and not know where it's going. Right. And not keep track of it. So this time of year for anyone, whether you're retired, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a 30-year-old couple that just got married and having a baby, look at where your money's going each week, each month, and set some goals going into 2024. And that may be establishing a Roth IRA or contributing more to your 401k, especially if they match. That's free money, Tony, that people can get and don't want to miss out on.
Well, I like the sound of that, free money, right? And they say there's no free lunch, but really 401k matches, employer matches to your retirement accounts are huge, right? And you have to take advantage of those. And this is a good time of year to make sure that you're contributing enough to get the full match, because the more you contribute into that tax deferred account, if it's a tax deferred 401k, then you're going to, that's going to help you also on this year's taxes, isn't it?
Absolutely. So this is the perfect time to do so. In addition to that, this is not related to money directly, but indirectly it is. And I had this conversation a couple times this past week in meetings. This is a good time to really review, and I call this a beneficiary audit. With all of our clients, after we help a person even and open up all their accounts, we do a beneficiary audit. We want to make sure every beneficiary is listed properly. And whether it's primary, secondary. If you have a trust, we want to make sure everything is dropping down to the trust in the case of death. So this is a good time really to just verify and double and triple check your beneficiary designations to make sure they're listed properly.
Yeah, it is that time of year. And, you know, this has been a great show. We're almost out of time. But before we go, Brad, why don't we let our listeners know? I know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation for our listeners. If they have any questions, all they have to do is call or visit your website, correct?
Absolutely, Tony. You can visit financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. Not only will you have the ability to review and listen to previous shows, but also there's a contact form you can fill out for a free consultation, or you can call our office directly. That number, Tony, is 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's great you offer that, and it's been a great show. Thank you, Brad, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financial Armor with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.